This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for society. Speaking after inaugurating the two-day national conference of district judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Mr. Modi said the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater the assurance of safety women will get. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud said the conference is a sequel to the All India District Judges Conference held at Kutch in March this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The three trains are Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country. He said, with this expansion of Vande Bharat trains, the country is moving step by step towards the goal of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister said these three new Vande Bharat trains will connect important and historic cities. He said now 102 Vande Bharat railway services are operating across the country. The centre has cut windfall tax on domestically produced crude oil to 1,850 rupees per tonne from 2,100 rupees per tonne. In an official notification, the government said it has come into effect from today. Windfall tax on export of diesel and aviation turbine fuel has been retained at nil. The tax rates are reviewed every fortnight based on average oil prices in the previous 2 weeks. A windfall tax is the higher tax rate on a particular company or industry on significantly above average profits due to economic conditions. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi launched the seventh edition of the nationwide Rashtriya Poshan Maah at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. This edition of Poshan Maah will focus on anemia awareness, Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, technology-based initiatives and supplementary diet to eradicate malnutrition from the country. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the vision of developed India will be achieved only with healthy and empowered women and girls in the country. The Indian Embassy in Laos has rescued 47 Indian nationals who were trapped in cyber scam centres located in the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in Bokeo province. In a social media post, the embassy said 29 individuals were handed over by Laos authorities following a crackdown on illegal activities in the SEZ, while the remaining 18 approached the embassy directly. Indian Ambassador to Laos Prashant Agarwal met with the rescued group upon their arrival in Vientiane to discuss the challenges they faced and outline the next steps. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed Air Force Commander Mykola Oleschuk from his post. In a social media post, Zelensky said he has decided to replace the commander of the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. He has not given the reasons for the replacement. Later in the day, General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces said Lieutenant General Anatoly Krivonoshko, commander of the Center Air Command, will temporarily perform the duties of the Air Force commander. In Gujarat, the flood situation has improved after significant decrease in rainfall in the last 24 hours. The relief and rescue operation in the flood-affected districts has also concluded. Barring a few places in Kutch and parts of Saurashtra, no region in the state recorded significant rainfall during the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka today. At the Paralympic Games in Paris, Suhasini Athiraj and Sukant Kadam have sealed their spots in the men's singles SL4 badminton event, assuring the country at least one medal. Rubina Francis will compete in 10-meter air pistol SH1 shooting final in a short while from now. Parveen Kumar will eye to clinch a podium finish in the F57 final event of javelin throw athletics tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.